I sat up in my chair. You keep saying that, too. Positive motivations. Holly lifted an eyebrow.
Yes?
I shrugged. But there's nothing positive about Felix. Holly stared at me quizzically for a few moments. Then his face brightened and his eyes lit up.
Of course, he shouted. It's not positive at all. It's negative.
Lyle looked skeptical.
A negative motivation? Sure,
he said happily, turning to her.
It all fits, but you've got to take the factors in order of priority. First comes the fear. The defeatism comes next. Felix has no faith that he will live. But it's that very lack of hope which allows him to avoid, temporarily, the burden of the fear. For without suspense, the major effects of fear are sidetracked.
And so, too, added Lyra, are most motivational factors.
Only the positive ones.
She looked at him oddly.
You mean he wants to die?
Of course not,
retorted Holly.
He merely expects to.
Then the negative push?
I jumped in. He refuses to. She looked at me.
I beg your pardon?
Holly laughed.
Don't you see, Lyra? He believes he will eventually be killed. Yet each time a danger threatens, he repels it. He doesn't repel all danger. He doesn't believe he could. But he does take issue with specific threats,
she finished for him, seeing it at last. She sat back in her chair, delighted with her revelation.
That's marvelous, she said, mostly to herself.
Holly sounded a little awed himself.
Oh, he's a marvel, all right. Imagine living like that. Here is a human being with absolutely no sense of optimism, no faith in his own future, no hope. Yet he manages to survive, not through an inherent craving for life, but through a stubborn refusal of death. No wonder he's splitting apart,
breathed Lyra, and the two of them laughed. I smiled. After a few moments, Lyra added,
But the ants will get him.
Oh, hell, I snarled, angry at her. I held up my hands, indicating hordes in the unseen distance. The ants will get him, sure, but, I stabbed the air before me, indicating an individual among the hosts, not this one, and not the one behind him either, goddammit. I looked at her beseechingly, willing her to understand.
Don't you see, Lyra? The ants scare him, but he can fight the individuals because...
Because why, Jack?
She prompted.
Because they piss him off.
This audiobook is continued on Disc 7.